Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Little corgi, actually.
How are we doing, America? American
What's up, snake?
Sports fans. American heroes on this April Fool's Open Day. We are prepared.
Man, I've never seen more of a bounce in your voice than April Fool's Open, since this is your baby and you're the man. So this is is going to be fun today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you as an OG, as an original participant in the first one, you can appreciate what it does to the nerves, especially on a beautiful day like this.
I know.
This is cherry. This is Chamber of Commerce day.
I know. Maybe I could break out the old Sunday Red again and come out there and commentate.
Yeah, maybe you
I
could.
Would love that. Well, today on the Birdhouse, we're going to start out with what Tim Timothy brought up. It is the 63rd birthday of the great Eddie Murphy. The funniest, best Eddie Murphy movie is.
Man, there is nothing like the table scene in the first Nutty Professor. That is just, I don't know
Pretty
if it
solid.
Elevates the whole movie into the stratosphere of Eddie Murphy, but man, that is as solid as it gets as far as a scene. I'm trying to think overall movie.
I would say for me, probably Coming to America.
Yep, the first one was really good.
Because I would say funny, if you're going to combine the best funny and a really just enjoyable watch, that versus some of the later silly comedies. Now, best overall movie, you might go with something like Beverly Hills Cop. But I would still say Coming to America.
Yeah, he came right out of the shoot with 48 Hours, Trading Places, and Beverly Hills Cop.
Trading Places is pretty damn good.
It is, and don't forget the stand-ups that were considered movies, Raw and Delirious.
Yeah.
And then
what was the other one?
Raw and Delirious.
Yeah, Raw and Delirious.
Harlem Nights was really good. That came on the other day.
Shrek is great. He was a little
Shrek
donkey.
Shrek is awesome.
Little donkey.
And the one that I want to go back and watch that I don't, it may not be very good. It had a couple of really good scenes in it. Was the Distinguished Gentleman. I think it probably doesn't hold up. I remember really liking it when I first saw it, and I think that came out around 92, 93, something like that. But
Was the one that introduced us to Halle Berry?
That was Boomerang.
Boomerang, that's right.
Yeah, Boomerang.
Another solid, solid movie.
It's okay.
Boomerang? Right. Oh, you know what? I'm forgetting one. I'm sorry. To me, my opinion, the greatest Eddie Murphy movie, and I don't know how close it is Life.
Okay.
Life is
what year
incredible.
Was that?
Oh, I'm going to see that tonight in a movie theater.
Okay, that's good, Travis.
No, that was a drop.
99, I believe, Life came out. That is
99. There it is.
Well, it has Martin in it also, but
okay.
Maybe that's why.
See?
But, no, it's really, really good.
Okay.
So take that.
All right, I'll take Coming to America, too. That's got to be the consensus favorite amongst the masses.
Oh, well, excuse me for liking Life.
It's pretty awesome.
No. I'm just saying overall, probably if you just had a straw poll of 10 people, Coming to America would probably pop up first. But the sequel was so bad that
it wasn't that bad.
I can't get over it.
If you were expecting the first one, and you just can't do that. That's ridiculous on you.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that everyone watch Dolomite. Dolomite is my name that came out in 2019, and that one is really good also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I won't disagree.
Biggest pet peeves, according to Ranch Pizza, somebody tried to get on the elevator before I got off the other day, and I wanted to knock the groceries out of their hand. That's a bad one, but a lot of times in an elevator situation, you're so oblivious to your surroundings that when you're waiting on it, let's say you're waiting on it, on whatever ground floor, that when the door opens, you're so in your own world that you just instantaneously walk in without opening your eyes to see if people are on there getting off.
I know. And I hate the fact that you just have that certain amount of time, and trying to step on an elevator when the doors are closing, you hear the noise and it jumps and the doors open and all that. Look, if you're on the elevator, stand by the door and get the hell off of there. Why are you lingering?
No,
I wait, and then it's just, and if I'm getting off the elevator and somebody tries to get on without letting me off, I go, oh, wow, never been on an elevator before, huh?
Yeah. I'll tell you one that absolutely kills me, because we live in a city where, we're not downtown a ton. There's not a lot of downtown activity, but we're down there for work, and we have several crosswalks, pedestrian crosswalks. Well, my biggest pet peeve is when you're the only person crossing over the crosswalk, and you are taking your sweet time.
Yeah, that drives me insane.
Like you're walking slower on purpose.
Of course, yes, that's exactly what happens.
I want to run over those people. I'm like, oh, weird.
I know, and that's the same with a parking spot. I think that gets me more than anything.
That's bad.
If it's a crowded parking lot, and you know that that space is valuable, but you take your time and put your groceries in, and then you adjust the mirrors and adjust the seats before you back out. You know I'm waiting for this parking spot. Put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, that's... And the girls that are just sitting there staring at their phone, doing Instagram for 5 minutes before they even realize that there's someone waiting on them, that makes me insane.
Yeah.
Okay, you're guaranteed to match or beat the course record at every course in the world for the rest of your life.
Wow.
But your chance of getting struck by lightning while playing increases 5% every round. So by the time that you're at Pebble Beach,
you'd be dead.
There's a 20% chance, basically 1 in 4 chance you're going to be struck by lightning. Now it's not going to kill. It doesn't necessarily going to kill you. You just get struck by lightning.
No, and that's I'm out.
I think I'd be good because I'd go to Augusta, shoot the lowest score ever in the history of Augusta, and never play golf again,
and then die happy.
And then they'd probably let you come for free constantly. Like, hey, here he is. This dude shot a 55 at Augusta.
Like, right when you make the putt on 18, it drops, and then the lightning bolt hits you, and then you're
well,
gone.
Well, it doesn't mean that it'll kill you. People get hit by lightning and survive.
Yeah, true. Lee Trevino.
I don't want that feeling at all, so I'm out.
You know what, though? If you knew you were going to Augusta or Pebble or wherever, and you're going to shoot the lowest score ever, how would you document? You're like, look, I can't explain this really, but I'm about to go shoot like a 57. And TikTok. Would you get camera crews and everything out there to document it? Because no one would believe you.
I'd get
you're
some
a
of the,
20 handicap.
You'd get the rich golf guys that play on the tour that live around here, like, hey, I will bet you $100,000 right now that I will shoot a lower score than you at Augusta today. And they'd all be like, oh, fine, let's go.
Yeah. But then you would still have to document. You'd have to record it and all that crap.
You would. You'd have to make like a YouTube special or something to follow you around.
Yes.
You can call your buddies at Dude Perfect. They'd do it with you.
Yeah, my best friends at Dude Perfect. That would be awesome. From Grand, one of the DFW Big Four sports teams wins a championship this year. Okay. But you can only watch women's sports the rest of your life. No.
Yay.
What? No, like, what if all four? I wouldn't make that deal for anything.
No.
Nothing.
None. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I mean...
No disrespect to the ladies.
No, but no. My favorite teams have men on them.
No disrespect.
That's a weird way to put things, but
really
I agree.
It really is weird, but
it's true. My favorite teams have men on them.
I mean, it's what it is.
Obviously.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Would Caitlin Clark be as popular if she wasn't white?
That's an interesting question. And
I think whoever it was, and maybe the fact that she plays for like a Midwest college,
a non-traditional power, right.
Yeah. But I mean, breaking every record that there is to be broken, regardless of color, we would know their name and be... And if they were Steph Curry, I mean, she's basically girl Steph Curry, and Steph Curry's black.
And I think her game would translate no matter what she looked like. It doesn't hurt that she is playing in Iowa.
Right.
And you have kind of that Magic Bird type of feel to it where it feels like you're picking sides. And I don't know if a lot of people are. And it's almost like subconsciously people are picking sides on who to root for. And it came down to something like that. But I think her game would translate at the collegiate level no matter what she looked like. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. And she's such a huge name. Like, we were talking about this, or I was talking about it with one of my kids. They would want to go see her when she rolls through town.
Yeah, we were talking about that against the Wings.
Yeah, you just wonder how long it will last, though, because the WNBA game is a little bit different than the collegiate game. And will she be able to go in and do exactly what she's doing on that level? I don't know. And I guess time will tell. But at the very beginning, man, she's going to definitely put butts in seats. I don't know eyeballs on the product as far as TV goes, but they'll definitely sell more tickets when she's in town.
More than.
Do they have a longer 3-point line in the pros than they do in college, or is it the same?
That's a great question I don't know the answer to.
Yeah, I don't either. Going off the hardline hypothetical we had yesterday, how many consecutive zero-win Cowboy seasons would you trade from a Rangers, which we just got, Stars, and Mavs title? So all this year, so within the span of however many months that is, 8 months or whatever, Rangers, Stars, Mavs win a championship. How many consecutive zero-win Cowboy seasons would you trade for that to happen?
I'd do it now. I'd take the Stars and the Mavs winning this year for the Cowboys to go 0-17 in the 2024 season, and that would be perfect.
Okay, wait, though. He says how many Cowboy seasons?
Yeah, you just don't get one. Just
none?
One.
Yeah. One's easy. Anybody would do that. Yeah. Would you
take five? Five consecutive zero-win seasons for that to happen.
No, because that's...
No.
Thanks, Jerry.
Man, three?
I'm trying to think.
You're talking about something that...
I'd do three. It'd be interesting. I would, too. Because I'm trying to think who is quarterbacking that's like a freshman or a sophomore coming in where you could get that first pick and make sure that you almost CJ Stroud the thing.
I'd do three in a minute. Wouldn't even think about it.
I would, too. And I think that may be the limit, though.
That'd be rough for us, man.
Yeah, but you got the three tie. You got, I mean,
you
something
got the titles that, from everything else. Okay, three's fine.
Yeah, I think three would be fair. What sport would you be the worst at or most embarrassed to have people watch you play? Because that is part of what we're doing today.
Hockey.
There will be
tennis.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of people out there. Man. And it is. I mean, Donovan, was it super embarrassing to have people watch you? But they know what they're hitting
right.
into.
Right. No, it wasn't embarrassing at all for me out there because I knew. I wasn't trying to pretend like I could do it. I knew I couldn't. So, no embarrassment whatsoever.
That's interesting because my first thought was cricket because I don't know how to play.
Wait,
I don't
what?
Know the rules. So, that would be embarrassing. But if you're talking about something that you kind of know.
Well, it's hockey for me because I can't skate.
Well, that
would be very embarrassing if I have a folding chair in front of me with the stick in the other hand.
Maybe
trying
like,
to
like polo because I think I might fall off the horse trying to lean over and hit the thing. So polo or cricket would probably be the two for me that I don't really have a concept of.
Polo.
Such random sports.
Well, yeah. I mean, most sports I know the rules. I can at least hang around and
I know the rules to hockey. I just can't do it.
Like, I'd get my ass whipped in tennis by most people, but I know how to play. I could at least return like a normal person serve. I couldn't play like against a pro would destroy me, but a pro would destroy me in most sports. But I like a
in
general
all sports.
In all sports.
Not most, in all sports.
All. All right, Corby, thank you. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Birdhouse. We love you. See
good
you
stuff,
out at
Corby.
Prairie Lakes. For the April Fool's Open, balls in the air at 4:00, and we cannot wait.